This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
DuPont said this morning that its profits more than doubled last quarter to $3.3 billion. And a big part of that is thanks to the drought that's going on in the western U.S. Marketplace's Noel King explains.
Gail Lush farms corn and soybeans outside of Wilcox, Nebraska. He says to farmers, a perfectly drought-resistant seed is the holy grail. And
people have been selected for drought resistance for hundreds of years, clear back to the Aztecs, I'm sure.
Farmers have selected for those seeds, but DuPont is in the business of making them. Lush says he hasn't had to use drought-resistant seeds yet. But across the country, lots of farmers have.
They have to be very choosy about what they plan and when. That's why they're going with grains now that do have these drought-resistant qualities like Monsanto and DuPont offer.
Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. DuPont beat estimates for the quarter despite weak sales of the chemical products it's known for, like paint pigment. Analysts say DuPont appears to be shifting gears away from the chemical business and into more lucrative food and agriculture products, like fertilizers, herbicides, and seeds. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.